In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Blessed Great Fast. The season of the Church is the season of repentance and returning to God. And that's why the passage is the favored one for many of us, where we see the Son who left his father and his house and went trying to find for himself maybe a purpose, maybe freedom, enjoying his life the way he understands what enjoyment could be. But we find at the end how he regretted what he did. He came back. And the story, of course, is always about the goodness of the Father and him accepting his Son after what he has done. Even when he came back, he did not rebuke him with one harsh word, that we might feel like it is the maybe the least this Son would deserve. Many lessons we reflected upon from this passage, but today I want to reflect on a verse from the book of Psalms. It says, a man who is in honor, yet does not understand, is like the beasts that perish. And this is something that's very sad, and we find this tendency is so common, that God bestow honor upon us in many ways and many forms, and many times we do not understand. And we even abandon this honor, maybe leave it behind and grumble against and move away from it. The scripture is warning us, whenever we live with this kind of lack of understanding, we are endangering not only our well-being in this life, but also our eternity. A man who is in honor, yet does not understand, is like the beast that perish. The younger son lived in the honor and the glory of being in his dad's house. He lacked nothing. He was loved by a godly and a good father, and he was not denied anything. He did not value this honor, and he departed from it, and we see how the story went afterwards. Today we're talking about 3 points, examples and forms of this lack of understanding of honor, reasons and consequences. The first is examples and forms. This younger son is not the only example or the first example where we see people do not understand the honor they live in and depart from it. From the beginning, we find Adam and Eve themselves. Eve and Adam lived in paradise, in the garden. Whenever we want to say that someone is living in luxury and he is lacking nothing, we say that he lives as if he is living in the garden or in paradise. But still, Eve felt there is something missing. I do not really feel like I am fulfilled. And whenever she heeded the whispers of Satan, she felt like even paradise is not enough. Let me try to find something that bigger than this. Maybe trying to be like God my own way. This made her immediately to lose this honor, and then we know the rest of the story. The people of Israel in the Old Testament, God gave them in the wilderness manna to eat, food from heaven. The scripture describes this food as the food of the angels. At the beginning, they were excited, feeling how much God favored us, giving us food from heaven to eat. And later on, we find they complain against it and speak about it something that detestable. This kind of boring food that we have every day, and started to complain against it. We find the same lack of understanding also with Esau, the older son of Jacob. He sold his birthright just because of a bowl of lentils. He despised this birthright. It was an honorable thing to be the older son. This is something make the person to enjoy dignity and honor, and he would be the heir of his father. Sadly, he lacked understanding. He didn't know what is the value of it, and he traded it only for something that's very cheap. Another example, also the example of Judas Iscariot, this man was called to be an apostle of the Lord. As the Lord promised his disciples, they would sit on 12 thrones and judge the people of Israel. And he, in a way, did not understand this honor. He despised this honor, sold it for 30 pieces of silver. And on, the story is always ongoing. Not only we see the examples from the Bible, but we see it also around us. And unfortunately, sometimes in our own homes, we find, for example, like people rejecting the honor of the image of God. And they do everything that make themselves to look in a way, we look at them and feel, where is the image of God in you? Why people would disfigure themselves? Why they choose to like this, depart from this kind of honor and make themselves to look in the ways that we see today around us. Another honor also and grace is the grace and honor of being in a family. The family is the first institution that God made for man to be able to know and worship Him through it. Adam and Eve, the first family. How many times, unfortunately, we find people abandoning their family for different reasons. A father or a husband abandon his family for desires or for lust or whatever. Or a mother leave her children for different reasons. Children feeling burdened with their family and want to leave and not understanding the honor and grace they live in. Another form also is the gift of existence. It's a grace that we exist. God granted us this kind of dignity that we are here and we are to enjoy His fatherhood. Many times feel people like say, I want to die. I do not want to exist. Why did God created me? As if like it's a burden, it's a load that we exist and we are here living in this kind of world and preparing ourselves for the eternal kingdom of God. Another form also is the rejecting the glory and honor of the church. God gave us the church in order to be the place where we feel His presence. And through the church, our salvation is to be served. How many times we find people lacking understanding and rejecting this kind of place and institution. And departing from it, looking at it and speaking about it in all kind of negative forms. Even in the community today, we find to live in a community where there is order, this is honor. This is something that people in other countries look up to and try to imitate. Sadly, we find people now lacking understanding and they want to move from order to chaos. As if chaos is something that's like a target, an aim. That we want to get the community to live in this kind of case. All of these are examples of lacking understanding of honor and despising it and pursuing the departure from it. What are the reasons why we are tempted to go like this? The first reason is familiarity. We get used to this honor. We get used to the family, to the church, all of these graces that we enjoy. And then familiarity make, unfortunately, us to make, to feel like this thing is of no value. Another reason also is heeding Satan's whispers. As Eve did at the beginning, she heeded the whisper of Satan that made her to depart from or to leave the honor bestowed upon her in the garden. Comparison with others. A person might buy a very good car and then he comes to the church and he finds his neighbor getting maybe a more luxurious one. Immediately, the car that he got becomes of no value. Look at it in a way that this is something I do not like it. Why I was not granted the same? This kind of comparison makes us to lack understanding of the honor that we live in. Losing the sense of value. It is something that's unfathomable. That people would trade eternity for earthly things. But why we get there? Again, it is the trend of to lack understanding of the honor. Greediness and lack of contentment. Nothing is enough. Nothing is good enough for me to be thankful. Being self-centered, as if like God and everyone around me, they are here to serve me. It is all about what I want. It's not about the purpose or to serve others. It's about what I want. And what I want is something that has no end, has no cap, no ceiling. It is whatever I feel like I'm entitled to receive. Lawlessness and immorality make us immediately to lose the value of things and abandon what is honorable to embrace what is despicable. Sadly, it's something that a story that's repeated every day. Associating with the ungodly and embracing their values and their principles get us also in the same place. What are the consequences of lacking understanding of honor and abandoning it willfully? When we do this, we live a life of complaining and be wrathful and lack of appreciation. A person maybe is envied for the circumstances that he live in. He has a good church that serve him well, has a good family that take care of him or her, and he is talented, very smart, granted many blessings, and he just complain and complain and complain. Life that becomes a burden for himself, and he or her become a burden for the people that he live among. Another sad consequence also is this is the first step in the pursuit of separation. When I lack understanding of honor, I try to get myself out from it. I don't like to be here. And this is the beginning of separation from God. The younger son, this how he, I believe the story before he start to think about departing from his father's house. Another sad consequence also is wasting life chasing a mirage of happiness away from God. It is very common that people try to find for themselves that happiness will be attained whenever I get into this kind of milestone. Something outside me will make me happier. Maybe more money, maybe changing my life, changing the people I live with. And we all know, my brethren, happiness is not something we find it outside of ourselves. Contentment is something that's from inside, has nothing to do with acquiring more of anything. Another consequence also is losing the blessing. When we lack understanding of honor and we depart from it, this verse that was said as a prophecy about Judas Iscariot will apply on any individual. He loved cursing or the curses, so let it come to him. As he did not delight in blessing, so let it be far from him. أَحَبَّ اللَّعْنَ فَأَتَتْهُ وَلَمْ يُصَرَّبِ الْبَرَكَةِ فَتَبَعَدَتْ عَنْهُ. It's so sad when we hear and we see this person who is not really delighted in blessing, and he pursue a curse or pursue something that's so sad, like what Judas did. The last and most dreadful consequence, if this kind of life continue, where there is no understanding of what are the honors I am granted, eternal perdition is inevitable. This is the end of the story. When we depart from honor, this is where we find ourselves at the end. The church today is encouraging all of us that we go back and we reflect on our lives and understand the kind of honor that we are granted. It is just enough for us, my brethren, to be called the children of God, to be able to know Him and worship Him in His church. If we lack anything else, I believe we are already honored by knowing Him. Let us all come back and value this kind of honor. Let us all return to Him and value what is given and granted to us. Let us all imitate this younger son who did a mistake at the beginning, but fortunately for him, he was able to correct himself before his life come to an end. And glory be to God forever and ever.